Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Named to Talkers Magazine's Heavy 100 for the third straight year.
We tell you over and over again that you're wonderful, and you just don't get it. What's wrong with you?
Congratulations, Jim Blasingame, our small business advocate.
We're back. It's 34 after. Thanks very much for hanging around with me, Mr. Wonderful, at your service. My website is www.smallbusinessadvocate.com. Thank you very much for checking it out when you can. We appreciate you visiting our website and taking advantage and availing yourselves of all of the very valuable resources that we make available to you for free. Even though they're valuable, they are free. It's one of the few places where you don't get what you pay for. You get more than what you pay for, and including my newsletter, which you can subscribe to. We send it to you by email on Sunday afternoon. And our blog, which we'll send to you 5 days a week, or you can just come and get it. You can just go look at it on the website there on the homepage, or you can go directly to the blog by going to jimsblog.biz. Peter Meyer is our guest, ladies and gentlemen. He's a longtime member of our Brain Trust. We couldn't do without him. Peter is the principal in the Meyer Group. It's a consulting firm that helps corporations and individuals put their best foot forward in the marketplace. He's the author of Warp Speed Growth and one of my favorite books, Creating and Dominating New Markets. He's our good friend. Peter, welcome back to the show.
Thank you. It's a pleasure to be here.
It's good to have you back, as always, Peter. And last time you were here, we talked about why customers don't buy. And one of the things we talked about was that sometimes we don't make our customers believe or feel that we value the fact that they've given us their time and their attention and their interest. They feel that you know, we feel like it's, you know, they were obligated to come see us, or we just didn't appreciate the fact that they had other opportunities and yet they did business with us. That was the last thing we talked about on this subject. What's the next thing we need to know?
Well, the last thing you talked about on the subject, Jim, really comes back to about 6 minutes ago when you were talking to, I think it was Jim, about the about having fun. Now,
right.
if you're taking care of your customer, they'll think they're having fun. It's a pretty simple sort of thing, and I think it really makes sense to make it possible, in fact, desirable, in fact, easy.
Wait a minute. Are you saying that we can actually help our customers have fun?
Of course.
How do we do that?
You think about when you and I buy things, or any of the listeners here buy things, sometimes it is a pure stone drag to go out and pick up whatever it is you want to buy, whether it be the hardware store or a computer, oh, heaven help computers, or something in the way of capital equipment. And sometimes the people who are helping us out get this equipment, get this service, will make it more fun. And how do we do it? First thing we do, of course, is we design it so that it would be fun if we were the customer.
Mm-hmm.
And we go from there. And if you think about it, making something fun isn't that hard. It isn't the product you make fun. What you make fun is the process of buying and the process of dealing with you and your people, whether
the experience.
It's or employees. The experience. Because the product that you're selling isn't the computer. It's the experience of buying the computer. It isn't the service, it's the experience of buying the service.
Well, if you think about it, folks, one of the things that you might like, there may be a restaurant that you really like to go to, and if you think about it, one of the reasons you like to go there is because they don't just serve food, but they actually let you watch them do it all. And so it actually, the process of being fed is theater, isn't it, Peter?
The process of watching somebody cook can be as much fun as the process of eating the food itself. No question about it. And that's why restaurants spend so much energy, whether it be a chain like McDonald's or an individual restaurant, to put the ambiance into the experience. It's part of the fun.
Well, and fun doesn't have to mean ha-ha, right? I mean, fun can just be pleasant.
Sure. Fun can be both.
Meaning like the Cheers song, you know, where people know your name. That could be part of fun, couldn't it?
Absolutely. Absolutely. If it's a pleasant experience, you're doing the right thing. And if you can't create a pleasant experience for your customers, it's time to learn.
And with all of the consuming that consumers do these days, and so much of it's mindless and impersonal, a lot of it online, Don't you think that Naismith was right when he said, yes, we're going to have high tech, but we're always going to want high touch? And isn't what you're talking about part of that high touch?
Absolutely. People do buy from people. And if you think about it, now a lot of the people who are listening to the show are people who sell business to business, and they send invoices. Now, if I walk into a pet store and buy a pet, I get a thank you from the pet and from the owner of the pet store. If you're selling business to business and an invoice, how hard is it to write the words thank you in your own hand at the bottom of the invoice?
You know what?
10 minutes a week. It's worth it.
When we see those, when I see an invoice where someone has handwritten thank you, I like that. I mean, it's pretty hard to impress me after all these years, Peter, but I like that. I think that's a really nice touch, and I agree with you. And we're going to talk about some more of those kinds of things that you can do to make your customers happy, and it'll help them to buy more from you, and that makes us happy. 20 till. I'm Jim Blassingame. Stay with us.
You are my mind. Happy anniversary, baby. Got you on my mind.
Welcome back. It's 17 till. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate, and it's mine and Peter Myers' fifth anniversary together. Peter, happy anniversary, baby.
A happy anniversary to you.
5 years ago this month, you joined us on the show for the first time, and I got to say, Peter, I've really enjoyed having you as a member of our Brain Trust.
It's been truly my pleasure.
Well, it's good to have you as part of our team, and my audience knows how dedicated you are and how much you obviously care about the marketplace, but also about helping us be successful, and we appreciate that very much. We're talking about having fun. You're saying that one of the ways to make sure that our customers come back and that they continue to do business with us, and one of the reasons they don't buy from us is if we don't give them a reason to buy from us. And one of the reasons that you say that we should give them is to think that when they come to see us, when they call us, when they make contact with us in any way, that there's going to be something in it for them other than just to give them a product. In the old days, I guess, Peter, it was enough just to deliver people their product. Today, you got to sweeten the pot a little bit, don't you?
I think that the way I look at this, Jim, is that a product is not simply the hardware or service or software that we sell. It's the entire experience we provide as part of dealing with us. So the product for you, for the radio show, is not just the content of the show, but it's you, your voice, it's the books behind it, it's the process of getting to the show, whether it be by net or by radio, all that.
Don't forget my charm, Peter.
I'll talk about Divana if you'd like. Yes, Divana, charm. It's part of the process. And all of that is part of the product. And we should focus not on one thing or a little thing or a little thing here, but instead on the entire process, the experience, as you put it, that the customer gets. And that's what they care about, the whole experience, not just one part of it.
Mm-hmm. Now, here's what I think about that, Peter. I think that the average person wandering around out there, having never had any of an experience like that, doesn't know that they're missing something. I think if they're, you know, wandering around dealing with all the big boxes and, you know, impersonal types of relationships, that kind of thing. But once they get a taste of it from somebody like a small business, I think then it really they realize, wait a minute, I didn't know we could add salt to our meal.
Mm-hmm.
You know, this. You mean I can do business and have some flavor with it? It can taste good. It can be fun. It can be exciting and exhilarating, and it can connect with me personally and emotionally. Once people get that, they realize that can happen, they want to come back for that, don't they?
They do, and it's most appropriate. Wouldn't it be wonderful if you or I or any one of our listeners was the reason why they had that new experience and thought, oh, wow, this could be fun. And it won't be that hard to make that, to be that a reason. All you have to do is be the first one there.
Mm-hmm.
Good news and the bad news, today's economy, today's business marketplace, is that being the first one there isn't that hard.
Well, and for small businesses, all the things you're talking about, nobody can do that easier than and better than we can. And the good thing about it that I know you're going to point out is it doesn't cost anything.
Not a thing. All it costs is a little bit of time and energy, And boy, we know what to do. We can do this right. We absolutely can do this right. And we can do it the best of anybody because a small, flexible, fast-moving business is so much better doing this than a large corporation.
But when you walk into a small business, as I have, Peter, and they treat you like almost like you're not even there. It's almost just a perfunctory, recognizing with their eyes that you're there, you know, getting you what you want, taking your money, giving you your product, and you almost feel like, you know, if something hits you in the back when you're going out the door, it's your change. You know, doesn't it distress you to go in a small business and be treated like that?
It's so much the average, whether it be a business-to-business sale or a business-to-commerce person sale, that I'm not concerned about it. But I do so much notice that when somebody in a business-to-business sale goes out of the way to say thank you, that absolutely makes a difference. There's no question about it. And it's not that hard to write thank you on an invoice. It's not that hard to do once
or
a week.
Or say thank you.
It's not that hard to once a week pull out a couple of cards, you know, some of those cards you can buy at a store, and write a thank you note to your new customers. Somebody did that to me the other day and wrote me a thank you note, and it was so different. It's such a nice thing to do, and it goes so far.
I was looking for a piece of technology a couple of years ago, and I found it, but I needed to know a little bit more about it before I bought it. I called the company. It was a small business. And they only did business online. I mean, they didn't have a storefront. So, you know, it wasn't like you could just walk up. They only did business online. But I got the answer to my question. I bought the product from them. They shipped it to me. When they said they would ship it to me, when I opened the package up, you know what the lady who packaged it had done? She put candy inside. She put some little chocolates or something. I've even forgotten what kind of candy. But I remember after all this time, that there was that little touch. You know, of course, if she put ice cream, that would have been better, but candy was okay.
Well, I'm glad you didn't want the ice cream. my favorite jeweler, Shoebox.com, will put candy rings in every order. And, you know, candy isn't so much the big deal. The thinking that Joe puts into it, Joe Shoebox.
Oh, yeah. I didn't even eat the candy they gave me. It was the fact that they did that. I mean, I was totally shocked to open it up and get the technology, get the piece of the device that I'd ordered out of it, a box, and to see that candy in there. And that was very impressive. I actually called back and talked to the president and told them how much, you know, what a big deal I thought that was. Stand by, Tintail. I hope you're getting some good ideas here, folks. This is all an attempt to help you help your customers have the maximum opportunities to come back. Tintail, stay with us. Welcome back. It's 7 till. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate, and we're having a great visit with our good friend Peter Meyer, celebrating our 5 years on the air together. Peter's been a member of our Brain Trust 5 years this month, and we couldn't do without him. Peter, give us the website and tell us where we can find your books.
Well, the easiest way to do that is to go to warpspeedgrowth.com.
Warpspeedgrowth.com.
Right, pick up the books there. Of course, you can go to any one of the bookstores on your street corner is a great place to get the book, or Amazon.com has the books. But if you want some free articles, some excerpts from the books, warpspeed.com has that available to you online today.
And also Creating and Dominating New Markets is the other book. That's one of my favorites. And the other one is Warp Speed Growth by Peter Meyer, and that's Meyer. Okay, we're talking about how to make sure that our customers come back, and of course the question is, why don't customers buy? And that's probably where the pain is, isn't it, Peter? When we, if somebody is saying, you know, if our customers are coming back, then we probably think that we're doing something really cool. We're doing something, all the things right. I guess it's when we feel the pain that we actually slow down and say, what am I doing wrong?
And maybe that's a bit late. I mean, it's a bit like you're driving, you're running along, and you run into a wall, and you say, oh, what did I do wrong? If you stop and look at the wall coming at you, you can say, I think I'll slow down or turn left. And the same thing with customers, of course. If you look at your business and think, would I be having fun? Would I want to buy here? Would I want the experience of buying from my company? If you look at that before it's time to make the decision to buy or not buy, then you're going to avoid hitting that wall.
You know, one of the things, and this is not specifically about fun, but I do think it contributes to it. It contributes to the ability to have fun with your customers, is if they think you're thinking about them when you don't have to. You know what I mean? If you see an article that one of them might be interested in, or if you think about one of them and you pick up the phone, you call them and you check on them more, or whatever it might be, you hear about one of them having something's going on in their life, a happy moment or a sad moment or whatever, and you connect with them, you touch base with them. Those kinds of moments when you're not trying to sell them anything, that's important, isn't it?
Mm-hmm. That's something that we've always done here, is to send out an article about once a quarter or so to each of our important customers, which every one of our major customers is important. And in that article, it's really nothing to do with us or necessarily with our product set or services, but just information we think that they would enjoy having.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes articles get read cover to cover, and sometimes they don't. But each time, I get at least a few responses back from people who say, thank you for taking the time to send the article. And, by the way, almost each time, we get a contract out of it.
Well, and the thing about it is that what's happening is you put a smile on their face, and you made them think of you in a way that was positive, and they thought of you as part of the solution, not just a vendor that they might think of would be part of the problem.
Mm-hmm. Being part of the solution is definitely what I always want to be with my customers.
Well, and you know, another thing that we can do to have fun with customers and to make them be happier, that we and I've talked about a little bit before, and that's saving them time.
Very true. Very true. And part of that, and part of the way to do that, is something that goes back to something you said 2 minutes ago. If we listen to our customers and they know we're listening to them, they understand and feel that we're listening to them, they'll want to come back and buy. Same is true for you and I. We'd much rather buy from somebody who hears what our problem is.
Right.
Somebody
right.
who thinks they know it. And listening is such an under-discussed requirement of a good business.
Well, and why is that? Why aren't we better listeners?
That's a question you could ask of all of us as humans to a great extent. And I think the answer is that when we become better listeners, we become more liked as people and more liked as businesses. Mm-hmm. I don't really care why we don't do it, but I'm interested in us doing more of it.
Well, I think we become better listeners when our curiosity overrides our ego. When I'm more curious about what you have to say than I am about making sure you hear what I have to say. Mm-hmm. What do you think?
There's some truth in that.
Yeah.
You could also look at it as being a selfishness issue. If I'm a little selfish, I want to talk. If I'm a lot selfish, I want people to buy from me.
Exactly. go ahead.
If I'm a lot selfish, I want people to buy from me, and I want to listen to them.
Folks, turn that selfishness into an advantage for you.
That's right.
Give us the website again, Peter.
Another way to get the website is meyergrp.com. That's Meyergrp for George Robert Peter.com, Meyergroup.com, and again, some articles there. Your readers, your listeners are more than welcome to have.
Creating and Dominating New Markets and Warp Speed Growth, two different books. Wherever books are sold. Peter, thank you for being here, and happy anniversary again.
Thank you, Brad.
We'll see you next time. Got to go for this hour. Before I do, I want to thank my heroes, small business owners. This is Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate, and this program is for you. I'll see you later.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.